They were wheels up a little over an hour after that. As the Gulfstream knifed into the sky, Kuchin settled at his desk and spread the file on Katie James in front of him. In his career with the KGB, he had been tasked to find lots of people. These targets never wanted to be found, because if they were, they would be tortured, killed, or most likely both. Because of that, Kuchin had learned many of the ploys used by people who wanted to remain lost, but that was decades ago. Things had changed. There were new ways to cover one's tracks. Yet Kuchin figured he had at least one advantage. Katie James might not know that anyone was after her. If so, she might not be hiding at all. 7 months ago in Zurich, last known address in New York. If she went from New York to Switzerland, she would have gone by plane. After that, Kuchin did not know where she might have traveled, or how she might have traveled there. But the means by which she might have done so would be limited. Plane, train, car. And then the payment method, of course. Credit card transactions, email activity. There would be records of that in each instance. They landed. And on the drive into the city, Kuchin made a phone call to a man whom he trusted as much as he did anyone. He was not going to his penthouse in case that was being watched. He had another hideaway in the city. After the call was finished, he turned to Pascal. "I will need your help with this, Pascal," said Kuchin. "Anything you need done, Mr. Waller, I'll take care of it." "The tall man?" "Yes, sir. I apologize for him getting the best of me. I should have seen that coming, but we really didn't have much time to put it all together." "Yes, that is interesting. I would like you to tell me exactly how it was all put together, as you said." "A couple hours before you left to go to the market with the lady, Mr. Rice came and got me and Manuel. He said there might be a problem, and he wanted to make sure things were okay."
"Did he say why he thought there might be a problem?"
"Just that he had a suspicion about the woman. I told him that if that was the case, we should tell you."
"And his response?"
"That he wanted to make sure. He knew, well, that you liked the lady, and he didn't want to mess things up in case he was wrong. He didn't want you to get mad at him. Said you'd already shown your displeasure with him on that score."
"All right, I can see that. Go on."
"We went to the church, checked out the altar and stuff like that. Then Mr. Rice said we needed to check out the basement."
"The catacombs?"
"I guess so. Anyway, we got there and didn't find anything at first. But Mr. Rice noticed that one of the tops was off, I guess a crypt thing. And then we saw some equipment set up down there. A battery generator and some lights and stuff. Mr. Rice said we were going to park there and see if something happened."
"And it did?"
"Oh, yeah. Never saw the big guy, though. He came out of nowhere." Pascal rubbed his head. "Packs a punch. I'm looking forward to paying him back. But we have to find him first." Kuchin held up a photo of Katie James. "This woman is really the only link we have to him. She's a journalist, a very famous one, and yet no one has seen her recently. But if we can find her, we might be able to find him. You want me to start looking? I'm going to make some inquiries first, narrow the search down. Then I'll put you on it."
"Yes, sir."
Kuchin looked down at the photo. She was a very lovely woman. Too old and too white to be one of his sex units, but still attractive. He wondered how close she was to this man. He hoped it was close enough to use her to get him.